Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 22nd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about efforts being made to find a lasting solution for Zimbabwe's social, economic, and political problems through dialogue.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the latest national meeting convened by President Emmerson Mnangagwa in Harare, setting the stage for political talks.
The meeting held today, designed to fix Zimbabwe's declining economy and other issues, was attended by several political groups, and as usual, the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, boycotted the Indaba, stressing that there is need for an independent moderator of such meetings. Mnangagwa sent some ZANU-PF officials to represent him at the meeting.
Indications are that some political outfits like Build Zimbabwe Alliance, led by Noah Manyika, turned down an invitation to attend the meeting, saying it doesn't make sense to convene such important meetings without the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa. This is the second meeting convened by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, which was boycotted by the MTC. The MTC recently attended a similar meeting organized by churches in Zimbabwe.
At the meeting, four committees were set up to craft the format of the talks, search for a moderator, set the agenda of the meetings, and evaluate and implement issues raised and agreed by participants.
In another development, the Zimbabwe Central Bank today announced RTGS exchange rates, with the RTGS dollar trading at 2.5 against the United States dollar.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yes.
So, we're going to
have Lama Talks, then new currency,
yes.
RTGS dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, can you hold the RTGS or
electronic? No. I think in Zimbabwe we are used to
electronic
stuff,
eco cash,
but
eco
still
something.
It's a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Eco cash, and also the money, yeah. You know, if it stays in circulation for a period of maybe more than 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
It has to change its name.
Yeah.
Yes. So from bond note to RTGS dollar,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, in 2 or 3 years' time, maybe we'll have another currency with another name. But the best thing is, at the moment, it's Africa's strongest current against the
major currencies. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to make money, Chonga, today, you have to set up your own app. Maybe call it Chonga App, so that you can actually have some trading on that app. You know, you
I think many people still have the mm-hmm. RTGS as currency.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you can't hold it. Go to the market and buy.
I think you can. If you can sell it, because I understand the banks are buying it around 2.4.
But selling it physically, can you see that this is an...
You don't need to see money. You don't need... As long as the... it's serving its purpose. Nasi kwaitwa musangano wenhaurirano waitwa kumuzinda wenyika weState House uri kudaidzirwa musangano uyu nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa zvichiteera mwakambeitwa musuwa 6 February kana kuti musuwa 6 kukadzi wakanga uri wekutanga asi tinonzwa kuti nasi musangano uyu wanga wakanyonangana nekuumbwa kwemakomiti mana. Makomiti imwe inenge ichiona nezvenhaurirano kuti zvii zvinofanira kutaurwa panhaurirano. Imwe komiti ichiona kuti ndiana anenge achitungamira nhaurirano idzodzo. imwe komiti ichinzi inenge ichizotarisa kuona kuti zvakurukurwa kana zvakarongwa zviri kuteerwa here munhaurirano nezvimwe zvakadaro pane makomiti mana. Asi tinonzwawo kuti semazuva ose kana semusangano wakaitwa sondo rapera semasondo maira apera mutungamiri webato reMDC Nelson Chamisa havana kupinda zvakare mumusangano uyu. Taonawo Noah Manyika vanove mutungamiri weBuild Zimbabwe Alliance havana kupindawo mumusangano iyoyo. Vanyorawo gwaro rine zvavari kuti zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa kuti musangano unge uchienda mberi, zvinosanganisira kuti pange paine anonzi modareta iyeyo kana kuti muyananisi asina kwaakarerekera. Pamusorowo vachiti kana nhaurirano idzodzo pasina veMDC hapana kwadzinoenda. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavanyora mugwaro ravatumira vachitaura kuti ivo havasi kukwanisa kunge vari pamusangano iwoyo. Asi vaenda kumusangano iwoyo vari kutaurawo kuti vamwe vatungamiri vemamwe mapato havana kupindawo zvakare mune musangano. Hatina kunzwa hedu zvikonzero zvekuti ndiani aregedza kuenda nechikonzero chakati. Asi vamunangagwa tanzwa kuti vakumbira ruregerero kuti havana kukwanisa kunge vari mumusangano imomo. Asi vanga vakamirirwa nemunyori anoona nezvemutemo mubato ravo vamunyaradzi Paul Mangwana pamwe chete navaPatrick Chinamasa ndo vanga vakavamirira mumusangano iwoyo. Kubato ramai Tokozani ramuzvari Tokozani Kupe tinonzwa kuti vanga vakati chikwata chakati simbei kusanganisira naivo muzvari Tokozani Kupe nemutevedzeri wavo vaobert Gutu. Ndofungana sachigaro vanofanira kunge vari vabhebhe handiti ndo sachigaro tanzwa kuti chikwata chakati simbei. Asi vana vezimbabwe vakawanda vari kufarira nyaya yekuti nhaurirano dzinogona kuwisa runyararo nekugadzikana munyika Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke indaba sibekwa ngujonga lapha ke estikini. So sikhuluma ke ngenkulumo ekade sikhona eHarare namhlanje. Siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa bebize umhlangano kodwa yena akasahambanga. Utumeze khona ngale ke umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa kanye lo mnumzana Mangwana ukuthi bayemela MDC ekhokhelwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kazange hambe kodwa kule MDCT ekhokhelwa unkosazana Tokozani Kupe. Kube sekusiba ke iBuild Zimbabwe Alliance ekhokhelwa nguNoah Manyika ixolisile yathi nxa ukuthi umhlangano lo uzaba khona yena akasoze abe khona ngoba iMDC iqakathekile ukuthi ube khona. Lapha ngikhuluma ke ngeMDC kaNelson Chamisa. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke Zulu ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Ngizokutwa njalo sesilabo bantu bethu lapha esibacelileyo ukuthi babuye. So ukuqala ke we've got Mr. Obert Gutu of the MDCT, he's the vice president. Mr. Gutu, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Comrade Gibbs. I understand you are freezing in DC. I don't envy the
winter. Yeah, you are freezing.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And we also have Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, is the MDC Chamisa spokesperson. Well, let me put it in a right sense. The presidential spokesperson. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. There's nothing called MDC Chamisa.
Yeah, okay, the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa.
All right.
So now, gentlemen, right. What we are going to request you to do is to be very short and up to the point, and then so that we accommodate as many callers as possible. So let's start with you, Mr. Kutu. So you had tea today at State House or somewhere where this meeting was with most of the guys that were attending the meeting. Is there any tangible thing that came out of the meeting?
Yeah, I'll say there are a lot of tangible outcomes, really, that came out of today's deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had an earlier interview with Comrade John Gakandemi earlier on today. Today's meeting really was not, like, getting into the nuts and bolts of the debate, so to speak. It was really a matter of agreeing on what I would call is, the skeletal framework, the issue, the dialogue hasn't even started. And I want listeners to actually understand that this is a dialogue and it's very different and distinct from a negotiation. We are not negotiating for anything or to get into a GNU or into a transitional authority or into whatever body people might want to describe. We are dialoguing as distinct from negotiating. That's actually a fundamental distinction that I think listeners really have to appreciate. So yes, today's meeting, Gibbs, was meant to come up with the issue of setting up the four subcommittees that will then be populated by nominees or delegates from the various parties or political actors who are part of this national dialogue process.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the institutional framework, there's the committee that will deal with the setting up of the agenda. Then there's the other, the third committee will be tasked with the issue in the alia of coming up with a convener or slash a moderator who either it could be more than one convener, it could be, you know, two, mm-hmm. three, or whatever, who are basically tasked now with the task of chairing the processes of this dialogue. But as it is now, there is no convener. And fourthly, there is the fourth committee, which is basically an M&E committee, monitoring and evaluation committee, that will then be tasked with the issue of monitoring the progress, if any, that will be made by the various...
thank you. Committees. Yes, yes. Thank you.
And, so basically, thank that you. Is what we did today. The work, the real work, starts on March 1, when the committees that have been formed today get into session.
Thank you very much, Chunga. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can bring in Dr. Mm. Siwanda. Dr. Siwanda, you heard what transpired at the meeting today, and your party was not represented there. What's your take on this?
Oh, well, look, let's be very clear that I have no quarrels with or any understanding, and we don't have any understanding or don't want to have an understanding of what one of Mnangagwa's ego massaging committees or meetings has to do. I mean, he has too many commissions, too many advisory committees. Now he wants to, as I hear, he wants to institute another four, and I don't even know what he uses them for. God knows what's that for, but it looks like, you know, there are people willing to massage his ego, willing to make him chairperson or institutor or something. You know, I wish them good luck in what they're doing. The MDC president is very clear. He's not going to embark in any kid's play. He wants a serious national dialogue that has the capacity to resolve our problems. The country has been here before in the liberation struggle. You remember there were talks between Zorewa and Smith that went nowhere. Of course, because the people that were involved in the talks had not understood the national mood at the time. It's very clear that Mnangagwa is yet to understand what the national mood is, and has learned nothing from history. But look, you know, as it were, they're free to do whatever they want to do. And what is important for President Kamisa is the country moving forward, and that's what he's working.
Mm-hmm. But just to make a follow-up on that, Dr. Siwanda, the same issues that your party is demanding for the dialogue to take place, I think the same issues that that are going to be addressed by these committees, especially the issue of an independent moderator or convener. Is there any reason now for you not to be part of this?
You can't moderate or convene something that's already convened. Look, we are not in the business of silly selling and dilly dallying. We're adults. And the business of running a country is something that we've got to take seriously. And we're not going to be running around like trapped rats. When in fact, we are serious adults that are trying to move our country, this country, into the 21st century. And because we're trying to do that, we haven't got time for these games that Mnangagwa and company are carrying out. And there shouldn't be anybody with time. And Zimbabweans are proud that they have a president who, in fact, doesn't have time to pull around, is very serious about the issues. We are not going to be helping massage Mnangagwa's ego once again. We're talking about a country that has lost over 20,000 to 30,000 people in the hands of Mnangagwa. And we're talking about a country where a presidential election was won by over 600,000 votes. And those must be the key issues, because what we are trying to do, what President Kamisa wants to do, is to bring both legitimacy and an economic growth, an economic recovery. And that's mm-hmm. what we have to do. That's what we're going to be doing. We're not going to be wasting time on committees. There's no independent moderator or convener for a meeting that's already convened.
Yes, yabonga kakhulu ke. Sicela ke ngesindebele ke xa singakubuza ukuthi khathesi ke kukhanya ngazani sebedinga phela umodareta baba Sibanda ukuthi phela yikho kade likukhalela khonokho. Pho ke liyabe lokhu lidonisela leli qamula izike kwaze kuthini ba?
Igame kamnangagwa liyabona ukuthi mnangagwa kuthatha abantu abenze izitori zakhe zokuba edlala ngazo ngesenzela ukuthi nxa angavuka engane kaphangakude sevuke ebhongola abantu babulala njengobetshilo ngempela nsondo ngempela zini kwakubona ngapho ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe bangakubona ngapho ukuthi kulo muntu okhuluma ngokuthi kule besingadlalo ngapho ehambe emaralini esiyawothisela abantu esitheni lokho uzake lokho babhongole babhongole babulala babe kwenza lokho angithandi ngokuthela abantu athi bangahambi ezindaweni ezithize kuyinto embi naleyo. Ngasibisani lo mnangagwa thina ukuthi simhlanganisa mnangagwa ngalizwi.
Sicela usondele efonini Sibanda, sondele efonini ngani siqhamuka. Yes, sondele efonini sibini.
Bengisathi belo president Chamisa aka ngalasikhathi sokuhluphana lo mnumzana umnangagwa akufunayo ukulungisa umkhono, akudingayo ukulungisa indaba ngepolitics. Ngakho nxa upresident umnangagwa yena esafuna ukudlala dlala lokho esethisela abantu kanje, hhayi upresident Chamisa uthi akazi amazame sibone ukuthi amagame akhe lala nabangani wakhe asifikisa ngaphi.
Sawa kakhulu ke bamba khonapho sizokuthiwa silekola
hanzi thina mkoma twenderai parunhare makadi mkoma twenderai
tinosimba makadi yenyu
takasimba mkoma twenderai vari kufona vari kupa
ndiri muPretoria South Africa
South Africa inana twenderai 2058 kaya ndisina kukanganisa ndimukoma twenderai vapa
indetwa twenderai mukoni. Yes,
thank you so much. Maita basa mkoma ndi muteereri wedu wekuti anga pindai muchirongwa tinzwe.
All right. Hangu handina zvinhu zvakanyanya but tiri kurwadziwa kane nyaya yekuti nhaurano dzatikuona dziri kunzi dziri kuitwa nemanema. Tiri kuona kuti ndechekuti nhaurano dziri kuitwa nevanhu vasina zvavari kusandura munyika. Handikurinzisisa. Vanhu vane zvavanosandura munyika variko ende vanhu vava vari kuavoidiwa. Ikonzero vanhu ivavava vanoziva kuti zvinodikwa zvipi ngezvipi nezvipi. For example, vachamisa ne MDC Alliance neZANU PF ndo vanhu vari main vanofanira kutanga kupinda vanofanira kupinda matoko votaurana zviri kunetsa then vataura zviri kunetsa vokombwa nesolution what the way forward. For example, pane nyaya yemasanctions. Masanctions akambiswa noda kwechikonzero zvenyika. Saka achavhudziswa kana zvaita sei. Zviri kubikwa kuti masanctions adi. Zviri kuitiwa here. Zviri kutevedzerwa here. Then toona kuti no. For example, izvozvi muZimbabwe muri kuchorwa kodzero dzevanhu. Masanctions haangambobvi. Therefore, ZANU-PF ichagara iri pati ichablema opposition kuti no, opposition vari kudii. Vari kukumbira kuti masanctions arambe aripo end of week no. Vari kuramba ivo kudii kutarisa pavari kukanganisa ivo just because ZANU-PF iri kudii iri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu and that's very bad. Hakuna munhu unoda kuassociata nevanhu vasingaremekedzi vanhu vavari kuvatungamirira. Therefore toda matoks asi matoks ari genuine kosei ivo veZANU-PF vachiramba kuenda paneutral iri kudikwa neopposition sei vachiramba izvozvo. Katongozwa kuti zvizhinji tongandoondo kana paredio tinzi munhu wese asingatsigiri ZANU-PF kana kuti zvikuru seveMDC vari kuda kupidigura hurumende and of which we know very well kuti munhu wega akakwanisa kupidigura hurumende yava Mugabe ndiva Munangagwa vachishandisa mauto and that's true. Number two vakazokwanisa futi kupidigura maresulti akabuda vachiita achikonsiva of Mr. Munangagwa. So munhu unofarira zvekubvuta.
Ndingokubatai muromo ipapo vamakoni ipapo hatina humboo nekuti nyaya yakaenda kudare redzimhosva reconstitutional court rakati vamunangagwa ndo vakunda saka hatizoziva kuti vakapidigura here ipapo hatipazivi. Asi taura henyu mungoti dii munguva dziri kufamba.
Vari kuyeyeredza zvinhu zviri kudikwa zvechokwadi. We know very well kuti padiwa matoko but pane zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvitange zvaitiwa fesi and ndo zvari kuavoida izvozvo. That's all.
Thank you so much. Mukoma tonderai mukoni vari kusouth africa Anzi tine mwe mteerera asi mukoma varikuti is concerned that the talks are being attended by people who he thinks will not bring anything for the people of Zimbabwe. He thinks ZANU-PF and MDC, led by Advocate Chamisa, should be the parties in the meeting. And on the issues of, I mean, the issue of sanctions, he says ZANU-PF will continue blaming the opposition, yet it is not respecting human rights. And, well, he was also talking of the coup, not coup. He said the ZANU-PF government always blames the opposition for trying to effect a regime change, yet the only people who managed to effect a regime change in Zimbabwe from within ZANU-PF. Yes.
So there is a minding layer on Facebook who says, let's move on. Amal elections awadlula kudala noma nge singakhuluma akula kuzajintsha. Into kuphela ukuthi abantu bahlale phansi bakhulumisane. Then he also said, how will the dialogue solve the current economic crisis in Zimbabwe? I only see it as a way of trying to legitimize the coupment. So he doesn't want to say cabinet. So he puts coup, then meant.
Okay.
And then he says, you know, if they need dialogue to solve the crisis in the country, they need to do the right things. Then Msunduzo Ndlovu says, Salbona number 42, and he says he's watching us. So, okay, I think he's starting to call.
Yes. Hello. Tinemu Tereri Parunare. Hello.
Yebo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila kanjani baba Tube?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ukhuluma lwani?
Ukhuluma lo Reason Masiza.
Yeah. Masiza baba, ubona njani udaba lolu lwenkulumo eyenzakalayo kwela Zimbabwe? So lapha ke kukhulunywa sibili ngokuthi kumele kulungiswe ilizwe. Ngamafitshane sibili wena ubona ngani umhlangano lowo okade ubizwe kumbe uqoqwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ubona ngani kulungile kumbe akulunganga?
Ngendlela mina engibona ngayo kuyamele kube nomuntu phakathi o-independent omaphakathi kwamaqembu ongekho eqenjini lezano kumbe kumaqembu aphikisayo onguye ozakwanisa ukuthi abahlanganise noma kungabe ngomunye wama-president wase-Afrika ozakwanisa ukuthi inkulumo lezo zibe nguye oziholayo laba abanye beze kungekho ibhoti eyiyo ebize abantu ngoba okwakhatheki singamhloli uChamisa kodwa mina uChamisa angimhloli ngezinye indlela ngoba okwakhatheki umongameli Mnangagwa uyafuna ukuthi ebize amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi kuhlalwe phansi kukhulume but by other side ukhuluma kubi ngabantu abasola isimo saseZimbabwe ethi yena uzabaqhalisa amagaba avuzayo abaphikisana nokuhlupheka kwaseZimbabwe kumbe ababonakala betshengisela and then two ubeke besaqhubeka ngamasotsha ama-opposition parties, amamemba ama-opposition parties ayabotshwa, uyabavayoleta, uyahlukunyeza, okungawukuthi uzama ukuthi bayethusele ukuthi funa mhlawumbe bengagcina bebuyile bebe ngasehlangothini bezanu ngoba ma ukuzanu kawuthutha. So ngicabanga ukuthi mina zona inkulumo zibalulekile futhi zi-right kodwa ke indlela eziphathwa ngayo kumbe umuntu onguyozibizayo azibizwa ngendlela eqondeyo kumele ngiwe o-independent omunye wabomongameli base-Afrika kumbe bebebabili noma bebebathathi kube nguye ozahlanganisa amaqembu aseZimbabwe ukuze kuphume
isombululo
esiyisho esizayenza ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili umongameli kwakathei ubabiza ukuthi ezobatshela ukuthi enicabanga ukuthi kwenziwe njani ethunywa yizani so that is wrong. Ngicabanga ukuthi abakhululekanga ukuthi bethule izikhalazo zabo phambi kwabo lapho kuyabe kuhlelwe khona ngoba baye besaba ama-agencies ombuso ukuthi mhlawumbe khuluma amaqiniso kuyenzeka ukuthi usuke emhlanganeni uthathe.
Hawu bone ke siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Masiza ungathina kusasa ube nempela viki enhle baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Ken.
So what he's saying is that there's need for an independent convener of all these meetings. And he says, you know, maybe one of the African presidents can actually convene such meetings so that, you know, it becomes very fair for all the sides. Mm-hmm. So he says, you know, convening such meetings without the MTC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa is a waste of time.
Okay, that's one of the questions, Uro, the contributions one of our callers made, and I wanted to ask that question to Mr. Gutu. Vagutu, vatereri ne vamwe varikukurudzira kuti dai nhaurirano dzaita pakati peZANU PF ne MDC chete, nokuti ndo vakakwikwidzana zvazvine mutsindo musarudzo. Imi munotiwo.
Jonga, ndoda kuti vatereri vanzwisise kuti muZimbabwe tino inonziyo multi-party democracy. Tine mapato ezvematongerwe enyika akawanda. Pari zvino sokuziva kwandinoita mapato ane maparliamentarians kana kuti mamembers of parliament mana, zvichireva kuti there are four political parties, the members of parliament. ZANU PF, MDC Alliance, MDCT, the National Patriotic, Blackman Oku Kwekos. National Patriotic Front, I think they call themselves NPF.
Yes.
Mapato mana iwao anema parliamentarians. In other words, the one representation mu parliament of Zimbabwe. That is fact. But then, kana tora nyaye democracy, because the multi-party democracy, Gibbs, Jonga, it is very dangerous, kana tikati, toda kungo tichete mapato, aya akata anonziwo, ndo wakuru acho, kana ndo makuru, anziwo, ndo chete anofani wanga achitaura. Okay, there is democracy where, of course, the majority will have their way, but also the minority will have their say. That's a fundamental principle of modern multi-party democracy. The minority have their say, and at the end of the day, the majority have their way. It's actually the benchmark of modern-day multi-party democracy. Tikada kuongorora democracy in South Africa. Etikangoti yondo bikoni multi-party democracy muno mu Africa. Ukaona mapati arimu South Africa. Kune party inonzi UDM. Inotungamirirwa na vandu vonge wola Bolomisa. Ndofunga ane ma members of parliament. I think ane one or two. But they are involved in all national processes. Kune ime inotonzi Freedom Front Plus, longa ene one MP, but it's also involved in all national processes. Kune ime inotonzi ACDP, longa ene two members of parliament, but it's involved. Ndosa akauchona democracy in South Africa. Ili kutunge iye, ili kunganyo kuzikamizi, kufura, even umuno mZimbabwe, asikiri suta katanga kuwa na independence, muna 1980. Yu wakazo wana yavo muna 1994, 14 years after ita tawana kuzitonga kuzere. So ndoda kuti vatereri vazive kuti democracy is not about so much the so-called big the big brother or the big sister parties, because once you do that, it's actually a recipe for actually cultivating a personality cult. You end up with having the Mussolinis of this world, the Adolf Hitlers of this world, the Idi Amins of this world. And this is the very thing that some of us are very much against. But even party negations the Idoko, but kana iripo is Zimbabwean political party. In every right, could even make a voice right. It might have 25 supporters. It might have 100,000 supporters. You can't trust them to say, vana basa rose, nukuti, kune vamwe vakuru, kufura ivo. Then if we do that, it's dangerous.
Thank
for
you.
The development of multi-party democracy.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Please do stay on the line. The good thing is, wavawazo, sanongura futine rurimi rwechirungu. Yes.
And then we've got lapa ku Facebook, utekane hlabangane, uti, please ask Mr. Gutu, why does ZANU-PF need to dialogue if the dialogue is not about legitimacy? Why can't they just rule? Then Mkondisi Velempini says there won't be any proper dialogue unless these parties engage an independent ally, won't take sides, but rally behind the interests of Zimbabweans. Mm. Then Busani Mbuso Ntini says the dialogue framework ought to be created and implemented by an independent person or party. And then we've got Skumbuzo Mlalazi, obhale sithi ke ibandla lika Chamisa lisebenzisa imizwa yabo kukanti impilo zabantu bezwe lakithi isedakeni. Kumele inkokheli zezwe lakithi bananzelele ukuthi yizo kumbe yibo abadiliza impilo zabantu. Then uDane Hlabangane adds, u-ED ule cabinet yakhe kanti indaba njalo le committee yakhe makabuse phela pho udingani khona manje. So just briefly, we don't have a caller, right?
No, we don't have.
Yeah, so briefly, Dr. Spanda, I think we've heard what Mr. Kutu is saying and some of the callers. Can you react to some of the remarks?
Well, no, I didn't hear what Mr. Kutu is saying because he was not answering questions. He went on and on about a lecture that nobody needs and it's a poorly organized lecture anyway. But let's be very clear that the question is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
If Mnangagwa wants to have a dialogue with Kutu, he must have his dialogue with Kutu and a few guys, and let's see what. And your callers are right. Your listeners are right. It is not about what Kutu wants to tell the people of Zimbabwe. You can hear the way he's talking, very condescending to people. I want the listeners to know. Who is he to want the listeners to know? Huh? Why does he think he has capacity to lecture as the people of Zimbabwe? He thinks that Zimbabwe is a democracy. Nobody else thinks like that. Only people in ZANU-PF think that. You see, so ZANU-PF, when it has dialogue with Kutu, you can clearly see ZANU-PF is having dialogue with itself. And that's what we're saying. Mr. Mnangagwa must stop this attitude of trying to have dialogue with himself. Monologues are not the best thing to do when you want to run a country. You want to have a dialogue with somebody else. That's why they call them dialogue. You can't have a dialogue with yourself. You will not be able to go anywhere or move an inch forward unless you have understood the fundamentals of the problem in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The fundamentals of the problem are that there is a political crisis. There is a problem of legitimacy. You can deny that because you have a mouth. Anyone can deny things. Anyone can say things. As you can hear, you had Mr. Kutu had something to say there, although it really amounted to nothing and didn't answer the concerns of the listeners because you were speaking out of turn. The fact of the matter is Zimbabwe has a legitimacy problem which is translated, which translates and projects itself as an economic problem. For that reason, you need a dialogue that involves, that will actually solve those problems. And you need the President Nelson Chamisa because he actually won the last election and the coup was carried out. And you have to return the country to legitimacy. The economy says that. Everybody says that. Therefore, you have no option but to listen to the economy, to listen to the people of Zimbabwe, full stop.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Do you have a question or maybe some people there?
I have one or two. The first one is Muzi Ngube, who is the MDCT organizing secretary in North America. Mm-hmm. He says, Nelson Chamisa is losing an opportunity to be meaningful before he loses next MDC Congress. As we witness today, his national council snubbing him by not attending. It's very obvious that MDC is very divided. Maybe even half of MDC wanted to attend the talks with other parties. That's why the factionalism. I'm not sure whether Dr. Nkululeko Goswanda would want to respond to Ms. Ngube from MDCT.
Look, everybody's allowed to dream. The ambition that President Chamisa was snubbed is something that is being funded by ZANU-PF. It is out. Look, we already have a lot of fake things in the country. We have fake money. We have a fake president. We had fake elections. Everything is fake. We don't want to then rely or run our society on the basis of fake news. It is fake news what he's talking about. The National Council met today and decided on a date for a Congress, the 24th of May, and we are preparing for that. President Nelson Chamisa enjoys and occupies the most popular position in the country ever since the creation of that country.
is very confident that he's going to pull through at this election. We know that ZANU-PF would like to remove President Nelson Chamisa from the leadership of the opposition because they are afraid of his formidable, intelligent, and well-organized leadership. We know that. You would know why, you get fought by all these miniature armies. They fight you because you are a force to reckon with. We understand that. That has nothing to do with dialogue. Whether there was a vote in the MDC or whether there is an MDC Congress is immaterial when you're talking about the dialogue. The fact that you have people trying to pivot to that agenda is a clear indication that they understand that they are having a monologue, that Mnangagwa is having a dialogue with himself.
Thank you so much.
Where do you think that, honestly, does anybody think that you're going to sit Mnangagwa here and sit our friend Mr. Guti here and you have a reasonable dialogue? Mr. Guti is just talking to three people and thinking that he has a rally. Anybody who has that level of thinking must shock you when you send them to have a dialogue with Mnangagwa.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank
He's
you.
Already saying that Zimbabwe is more democratic than Mnangagwa himself.
Thank you, Dr. Swanda. We have callers waiting before we give Mr. Gutu the opportunity to respond. I think we have Ms. Ncube first.
Yes. Silo Ncube, kona pheke icongweni. What says okay? Ngulena Ncube kube ngubani bizo?
Hello, baba.
Yeah, mfowethu kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila linjani baba?
Yeah, ibizo bani ngulino Ncube?
Na ngulino Ncube.
Yeah, lino sikunjani baba?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba linjani lana.
Yeah, akutsho ke ngodaba lolu olwe dialogue. Sizwile ukuthi kube kulo mhlangano khona ngale Harare kodwa abanye abajala ukuya emhlanganweni lo bathi nxa ungela MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kwafaka lokujabhe lofejafeja lapha ngokutsho kwabantu.
Yeah, hayi lami ngubona njalo sibili, lami ngubona njalo ukuthi hayi xa kade kungela sibili upresident wethu uNelson Chamisa hayi vele kuya kungasahambi kodwa lakho ukungahambi kwakhe mina ngubona kuyinto enhle ngendlela zokuthi vele angazahambi khona ngale vele izinto zisibanje angiboni uncedo lwakho vele mina ngoba into lezi zavela zehlula khathesi siqede ukuvota vela kusebenza ngalutho kwinto kwakhona siwinile siyarojwa so vele mbona kwinto enzima kakhulu le so right president Chamisa engayinto endiyo ngoba ayi ngombono wami vele mbona kungalunga ngoba la khathi esiyimali engeniswayo vele mbona hayi vele kunzima kakhulu ngoba into engaqedakaliyo leyo vele into angasoze singede ngalutho elizweni vele phela siyadubeka sisemazweni sithwele nzima amboni lutho vele olulungayo ngalokho.
Ye, yeah, po manje nxa engahambi khona ngale kuyagcina kulungiswa njani wena ngombono wakho?
Ah, mina umbono wami nje odukhona nje ukuthi nxa kungatshintsha nje i-president le khona nje kube kulungiswa kuhle kuhle kube kufaka u-president omanyano kube kusalungisiswa kuhle kuhle kuze kufike isikhathi sokhetho abantu bakwanise ukuzikhethela uhulumende wabo abamfunayo umongameli wabo abamfunayo ongalungisa iZimbabwe ungabe lokutshontshelana amavoti kukhetha uzabona nje izibambulana ilungu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, sibongele kakhulu baba Linus, ubele impela viki enhle baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga lamiwa.
Yeah, so briefly what he's saying is that you know, it's okay that Mr. Chamisa is not attending these meetings. He says at the end of the day Zimbabwe is suffering. Now they've even introduced a new currency, RTGS and stuff like that. So he says what's needed now is a transitional authority to run the country until the next elections. Otherwise, he says Mnangagwa and others have totally failed.
Regarding the Kunawa Mudawano, Makadiwa Mudawano. Dai batinotenda kuti mamboramba nyimakabata parunare baba achimboita vamwanga achitaura muri kupi?
South Africa
ihombe vamudawano papi pacho ku South Africa
ndiri pamugani we Limpopo nempumalanga ndokusaidi pandiri
Limpopo pumalanga aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamudawano nyaya iri mudariro ndiyo nhaurirano dzaitwa nhasi pamusoro pacho tine kanganzi nevamwe kabonasi kanyaya kebonasi kekuti tikutaurawo nezvemari currency itsva yakaparurwa musi wechitatu inonzi RTGS dollar kana mune zvamoda kutaura kuti pamusoro pecurrency iyoyo munotaurawo pamusoro pazvo asi pfungwa dzenyu ndodziri kudiwa nevana vezimbabwe pane inonguva mukana ndewenyu taurai zvenyu
ngati tinini chokutanga chaninga akwanisa kuti ndivone mashoko mashoma aninga taura. Vana veZimbabwe vatambura kubvira makore akati wandei vechingoshungurudzika vachifa. Pana baba vambobva kutaura panguva yapereni vachitaura kuti South Africa kune demokrasi. Vataura mashoko akanaka, ndo panditoriwo panguva ino. South Africa hakuna musoja kana wani akamboraya munhu kana mupurisa anongofamba achingouraya vanhu vachinyangarika sezvinoitwa kuZimbabwe. Saka handizivo vanhu kana kuti handikwanisi kudoma kuti nditi nhingi. Kana tichiuraya vanhu tichiudza kuti tinongotonga, tichingotonga, tichingouraya, tichingouraya. Zvinorevei, imini makapuwa chefu mukaedzerwa maku South Africa kuzvirabvisa kuti murarame. Asi mweya zhinji yevanhu zvinorwadza, mona tichitaura kuti tinenge tichida kuuya nemavhoisi akanaka, but zvinoenga mukati nekuti iwewo kana ukapuwa chefu tinoona wakutiza kobatsirwa kuSouth Africa. Umwe izvezvi Vhiki Rapereiro wanga ari muno kuCape Town uyo waIndia. Sei musingadi kufa asi vamwe vanhu michiti vapere kufa wamunotonga shii? Uye ava vanhu vanotonga rebato reruling party iripo muZimbabwe vakapfuma kudhara madaimondi zvinhu zvese ndezvenyu. Ko varombo munovaurayirei muchivaparadza? Madi kungotonga muchingotonga muchidya mari muchiba madaimondi muchiba magoridhe. Varombo muri kuvaurayirei?
Vamudavanhu
dzangu dzandiri kutaura pamari inotaurwa izvi kuti zvachingwa kudai. Zvakafanana kutambisira vana veZimbabwe nguva. Hakuna mari inofa yakaita, hakuna business inobva rakaita. Vanhu vemabhizinesi vari muZimbabwe vakangwara uye vakadzidza, havadi hondo. Dai vanga vachida hondo, kana inini pandiri panapa ndakura ndiri kumakore ari kuma65 ndaitokumbira kobatawo futi kuti ndiri kuisa. Asi nokuti hatisi kuda kuparadza nyika yedu kana kurwa, hazvibatsiri. Ngavangosiya vasire vanhu vane bhara ravanoita, uye musangano yavanoenda vachindoita
uyekuita
bemberera mukati menzvimbo yeState House. Vanhu vanodiwapo ndiMunangagwa naChamisa, then votaurirana vowirirana, no mufana apa pakadai 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 toita sei. Chii makaro heri makabvira kudhara muchirika makapfuma kudhara? Chinhu chinovatadza kuti vadziurirewo vadiki kana kuti vabatsire nyika kuti iende mberi.
Nare yavamudavanhu inenge yakurasika yakudonha. Asi ndanichida kuvaudza, ndaida kuudza vamudavanhu kuti dambudziko rataita nderekuti hapana veZANU PF watati takwanisa kubata, tiri kuedza kuti vabate kuti vanga vachipindura mibvunzo mizhinji yavataura yanga yakananga nebato reZANU PF. Yes, asi muchidimu he says the Zimbabweans have suffered for too long, and he also talked of democracy in South Africa. He was saying, the other caller has said that in South Africa, you never see the soldiers roaming streets killing people like what happened in Zimbabwe recently. And he is also of the opinion that only Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Chamisa should sit down and talk and map the way forward. That's Mr. Mudavano. Yes.
Yes, we've got some people on Facebook. Patrick Ngano says, what is dialogue? We need to redefine it. Then Canisius Motsindikwa says, dialogue about what? Economy? Friendship? ? What we need is development, not endless talks when we have a brand new government in Zimbabwe. Each party should have its own agenda and discussions. You get help from your allies, not opponents. Then we've got another person who sent a message here. That is Kuta Musere. He says, what is the purpose of having a dialogue with all those other parties of which don't have any dispute with the president? Then Zwelani Moyo says, dialogue is not MTC, eh? ZANU PF, go ahead with your song of dialogue. We don't need it. What is in it anyway is hollow. So then Zwelani again says, transitional authority is the way in Zimbabwe and not dialogue.
Yes, tombotarisawo kune vari kunyora paVOA Shona Facebook page. Hilda Nkomo, Hanze, Gutu and Kupe are just disturbing people. No support at all. Then Lodza M. Makonese, what is multi-party in Zimbabwe? Please do not be blindfolded to blindfold people. And Hilda Nkomo came back again saying, this time the bi-parties are the only known in Zimbabwe. That's what we know, Gutu. Don't manipulate people, please. I think she's responding to what Mr. Gutu earlier said, that there was a multi-party system in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sarah Mazengera. Taneta nukungotongwa, tichipinzwa mugomba, apana kana chinobuda, ngawa ngu iti chiro, shawafunga ikoko. Then, nyora futi, anzi tendai gune. The issue of dialogue is a ZANU-PF thing. It is still election with the, ndufunga wasi ya rimwewede hapo, and with the idea of dialogue, I think, disguised as if they want to move the nation forward, ZANU-PF needs only to be bailed out of legitimized. At the end of the day, ZANU aim to destroy MDC. Those are what our viewers, listeners, and readers are saying. I think you can go back to Mr. Gutu. He has been waiting for some time.
Yes, Mr. Gutu. So you have been hearing people saying here, you know, your party is there just for the sake of it. And at the end of the day, they are saying it's a hopeless party that is actually pecking on, you know, ZANU-PF and nothing else. So briefly, can you respond to some of these kind of remarks? Mr. Kutu? Yes.
Instead of being disappointed, it's actually laughable, because I understand that, you know, we have people who have got their own political party preferences, and we as MDCT, we have absolutely no problems with that, and if they decide to remain delusional, it's perfectly within their constitutional rights to remain in denial. But the long and short of it is that elections are over, and that the Constitutional Court, which is the apex court of the land, made a ruling, and that ruling, we all know what it was, and that as we are speaking now, the president of Zimbabwe, like him or hate him, is Emmerson Mnangagwa. I mean, the buck stops there. So at the end of the day, there are people who still think or fantasize or dream of a so-called transitional authority because they say there is no legitimacy. Then look, we have never been part of that because we don't believe that smart politics, and we don't believe at the end of the day, if they dream that one day the economy will collapse, and when it collapses, then there will be a national transitional authority. Then Ngava wrote, Kurota Kurambi, Kunonaki, Zaunura, Bojurota, Ngava wrote Avo. But look, if we don't want to dream, we want to take our country to the next level. We are saying, love us or hate us, support us or loathe us. It's neither here nor there. But at the end of the day, we are Zimbabweans. And we have every right, like any other Zimbabweans, to play a role in the governance of our country. And there are people who say that it's only X or Y or Z who should talk and not A, B, or C. Then they are totally off the mark. I mean, multi-party democracy doesn't operate that way. And you know what? This is why you find even SADC, even the AU, and more recently the EU, actually said, They actually say we are giving Zimbabwe a new window of opportunity to reform. Yes, we agree that there are a lot of issues, governance challenges in this country that we have to attend to. We need electoral reform. We need political reform. The economy is comatose. It has to be rebooted. Yes. But then if you are going to say it can't be rebooted because Mr. X or Mr. Y is not there, Kurota, in Ghana, Bachungorota, Avo, Nusika 2023, Bachungorota, Bachungorota, Bachungodaro, Bachungorota.
Bachungoenda, and this Ziroto, Gibbs, and our Gutu, Apregate, Timbu Pamkana, Tanam, Koma Shepherd, Marumba, Variparu, Narim, Koma Shepherd, Magadi.
Magadi, Baba.
I want to rumpe, Mukoma Shepherd, Varupa.
Ngari kubotswana mukanyi.
Kubotswana, nyaya iri mumdariro ndiyo yotipewo pfungwa dzenyu nguva dzakumhanya.
Ndiri kuona dazviona kuti nguva dzinenge dzapera baba ini handina mashoko akawanda muno wangu ndiroda kupa maira nenhau yeZimbabwe pachimiro cheiri kwanhasi. Ndinotsigira baba vabva mukutaura vanokuti mashoko akawanda andagara ndane nguva achindirwadza pamwe kuti ndingamabudisa sei pamhuri yeZimbabwe. Dai zvaibvira vana veZimbabwe kana kuti muZimbabwe. Varume vaviri vanoti vachamisana vamunangarwa devambopuwa room yavo, room ye private meeting, vaite private meeting yavo vari vaviri vambogara pasi. Nechimiro chiri muZimbabwe vataurirane vari vaviri, nokuti tikati ngapadanwe misangano kana kuti padanwe mapati kana kuti padi zvese zvinoitwa zvese, handioni zvichiva zvinogadzirisa. Ngavambopuwa mukana wavo vari vaviri, vombotaurirana vachionesana ivo maonero avo vari vaviri. Sezvo vari ivo vari pamberi vane mapato anopikisana, ndo vanodhonzerana tambo. Varume ava kana mukada kuzvicherechedza kutaura chokwadi chachochauka, hatisi kuti Zimbabwe ine mapato akawanda ari kukonzera mhirishonga kana ari kukonzera ufumi hweZimbabwe kudzokera kumashure.
Asi Mukoma Shepherd
neZANU-PF
ndimbokubatai muromo ipapo. Kuti kuti vange vari vaviri vachitaudzana, munei muchitarisira here kuti pange paine muyananisi, kana kuti munga vati vari vaviri, kana vataudzana kusvika pavawirirana vobuda murumu imo?
Pari zvino mamaonero angu ine mafungiro angu kuti muyananisi azopinda kana ndiri kuti dai zvaibvira, vaimbotaurirana vari vaviri, handiti ava tiri maZimbabwenzi tese. Maonero angu inini zvakafanana nokuti kana baba uri pamusha, handiti haungatori last born gotwe remumba mako kuti iwewe womurirayira nhaka kuti mwana wangu ndakukurayira nhaka kuti zosara uchidai uchidai asati aenda kuchikoro. Une mwana avasaimba ane musha wake. Tichitora vachamisa, tinovatora semwana ava nemba yake pabato repamapati, tichitora rezvematongerwo enyika pamapato ari.
Saka vamungati vamune muchiti baba
vaimbogara pasi, handiti vaimbotaurirana vari vaviri, vakakwanisa kumboonesana ivo, kozova nemuyananisi anozovayananisa mushure mekunge mambotaurirana vari vaviri, nokuti pari zvino hava kukwanisa kusangana vana.
But Mukoma Shepherd, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vachamisa nebato ravo vari kuti kana kuri kuti paitwa nhaurirano vanofanira kungotaurirana vari palevhel imwe chete sevatungamiri vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, kwete kuti mumwe anenge ari rang apo achiti ndiri mutungamiri wenyika iwe uri mutungamiri webato. Ndo pane nyaya iri kubva kuMDC pane zvimwe zvavari kutaura.
Hino pari zvino manje nyangwe tikaberoka hatina kwetinosvika, nokuti vezanupf vari kuti vakaisirwa gumbo nemunhu neveMDC, havasi kukwanisa kuti zvavanoronga zvibudirire, nokuti MDC iri kuinda ichiputsa. Ko kana vaMDC vachikwanisa kuputsa ivo vachikwanisa kuronga, zvinonyatso kuzobuda ndezvipi? Ndosaka mawandakumbira kuti varume ava vakaita vaviri vakambotaurirana vari vaviri, nokuti apapa kutaura chokwadi vachamisa mwana akakura achiona zvaiitika muZANU-PF. Vamunangagwa ndibaba vakakura neZANU-PF, handi muri kuona? Vanoziva zvakaitika, vanoziva pakakanganisika nyika kuti ikanganisike, kugadzirisa vanoziva kuti vangagadzirisa sei, asi kuti vari kuti vari kukundikana kugadzirisa zvichienderana nokuti pane vari kukonzeresa, handi muri kupanzwisisa?
Ndapanzwa Mukoma, thank you so much. Regai tipe vamwe mukana, asi pfungwa yenyu Mukoma munei makuda kuti paite boxing imi. Nokuti tikavapfigira vari vaviri murumu handifunga kuti panabuda chakanaka
ipaamen
imomo, nokuti hapana anoonaka kuti chii chaitika, mati panenge pasina futi kana modareta, panenge pangori vari vaviri, saka inenge ingori ndiye atanga ndiye atanga. Thank you so much. Maita basa Mukoma Shepherd. That's Mukoma Shepherd Marumbwa from Botswana. He says he supports one of our callers who said that the dialogue should be between Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Chamisa. Just the two of them. That's Mr.
Mukoma. He says give them a room.
Just the two without a moderate.
Who comes out today? Maybe they will form three political parties after that meeting.
Yes. Anyway. So let's have another caller.
Yeah, before that caller, let's go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, you know, sum up exactly how you feel after you've heard people saying a lot of things and Mr. Kutu saying other issues. So just say in a nutshell.
Mukoma wapedza kutaura vanyatsotaura chaizvo, but ndoziva kuti mukati Mnangagwa anga avhariwe murumu navachamisa, auye bawe aambouye auye anotya zvekuti. But anyway, let's be very clear. Look, you've heard what the Bible is saying. You know, Studio 7 is very popular. It cuts across the population of Zimbabwe, and that's both in the country and outside the country. It has a listenership that is worldwide. So you are looking upwards of several millions who actually get to be able to speak to Studio 7. And what you have today is on the other side, on the one hand, Mnangagwa's wannabe, Mr. Kutu here, saying I'm the only normal one here and all of you are crazy. Now, look, if you've ever been to a mental hospital and you hear someone saying I'm the only normal one and every one of you is crazy, please give them some medication. You rush and help them out. I think that we need to help them out. Every right-thinking Zimbabwean is saying that if you're going to have a national dialogue, you must have at the table, you must have President Chamisa, and then have those who stole the election so that we can reconfer legitimacy. Everybody knows that our economy depends on a serious adult dialogue. Quite a dialogue, monologue. And when you are done with that, you also desperately need to have a moderator, an independent moderator. Everyone who's called today says that. But I simply think that he is trying to represent Mnangagwa. And I don't think he's doing a great job. I mean, I don't know if Mr. Mnangagwa is going to be happy to be represented by someone who couldn't represent himself in his own campaign. But anyway, he is more normal than everybody else.
Thank you so much. Let's take a caller, then we go to Mr. Kutu. Maybe first on the caller.
Yes, don't forget to name. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, dear now.
Hello. Yeah, we need Tyson to South Africa.
Magadim command Tyson can or Kyson?
Kyson Bete to South Africa, eh?
Oh, Mudaku Kulumega to Kutaura.
Yeah, I'm a chance to be 1 minute, Konabo. Yes,
it's a good thing.
So can RTGS lay sisebenza electronic money imali leyana ngasozuyibambe ngezandla. So asozuyibone uyibambe uthi cha.
Hayi lokho sokuhle kwasengizukwehlika kwahulumende. Athi nxa besehluleka indaba ngahlekaengele ngoba sibesenga umsazi wonke nje sihle waveza nje usimo sabo ukuthi hhayi uhulumende kamnangagwa hhayi uyazehlekela into ayenzayo. Abavele ngabantu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu le foni kanti singaniyakiliza kodwa sikuzwile sibili Tyson Bebe kube le mpela viki enhle mnumzana. Siyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sakhona ifoni yakho Bebe, ifoni yakho siquntela mzala. Sorry, your phone is cutting off, so sizazama ukufonela ngomvulo. So maybe
siyataenda kuna wakutuka. Pane muteereri anonzi Disciple Gilson Madanire anyora zvikanzi I love Gutu, achibva anyora futi I love Gutu, achibva anyora zvakare zvikanzi I love Gutu, achibva anyora zvakare kechi 4 zvikanzi I love Gutu and the Disciple Gilson Madanire kechi 5 zvikanzi Viva Gutu Viva.
Yeah, so your last word, Mr. Kutu, just less than a minute.
He needs the love.
Yeah, Mr. Kutu, just less than a minute.
I'm not even going to respond to these personal attacks because, look, I'm beyond that, really. I'm not going to descend, to come down to that level. That said, all I know is that the dialogue is going to continue, and those who don't want to come on board, they can remain wherever they are, but maybe they will also need to guidance to sort out themselves, because sooner rather than later, they will just see the whole political world crumbling from what we know. But anyway, all I can say is, look, I'm not going to cheapen myself really by getting personal and saying this or that, rather than saying the dialogue is going to continue. And no one has got a monopoly to say, if I'm not there, there is nothing that is going to happen. Believe you me, guys, this dialogue is continuing. And believe you me, Zimbabwe is going ahead. And believe you me, if there is this issue of Gucci, economy chadona saka kana yadona ndopo acha
wana chitaka
ah ndoza ndapata ora zia.
Thank you Mr. Kutu, time is out. Yeah, thank you so much Mr. Kutu, our time is run out. There's no extra time here, Mr. Kutu. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, the MTCT Vice President Obed Kutu and Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, MTC Presidential Spokesperson. I hope you are going to have a lovely weekend. This is Kip Stewart in Washington, D.C. saying bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much to all our listeners and callers who managed to join us in our program today. Rambai Mchera, Shirongwa, Studio 7. Dini, Jonga Kandemiri, Mwane Kupera Koshondo Kwa Kanaka.